I have a blogging tip for you today. Use your experience and blog what you know. Blogging from experience may not seem all that revolutionary. After all, I suspect that if you write a blog, you probably already understand this. It's best to blog things you know and know well. I want to drive the point a bit further and inspire you to use your experience and also to pull from the experience of others around you. I will tell you where I find much of my inspiration in hopes that it may help your creative process. When I reflect on my work, it's pretty easy to find blogging material directly from my daily life. I blog about things I know, but not just something I pulled from the back reaches of my mind. I blog about things I've actually encountered, usually recently. Some of the best stuff comes from questions people ask me. When I hear something a few times, I start to think to myself, I'll bet there are a lot of other people who would like to know more about this too. A great benefit of blogging this way is that it becomes evergreen material, which is useful for more than just the moment. It often becomes something that people can look back into my archives and find useful months or even years later. Blog what people ask you. They're not alone. If your work inspires questions from people, blog about it. It's usually true that others have the same questions too. Listen to the things people ask you over the phone, in email, or even in the grocery store line. If you're paid for answering questions, don't worry about giving something up for free. If you're not answering the question, you can bet that somebody on the internet will be willing to, and they will be a lot closer to getting the new customer if they're the ones being helpful. Blog from others' experience too. Do not limit this just to your own experience. Ask your receptionist, customer service representatives, sales staff, service technicians, customers, and others in your line of work what people are asking them or what challenges they face in their jobs. Keep in touch with your front line so that you will know what people want to know. These are the things people also ask when they sit down at their computer with their favorite search engine. Make it easy and make it useful. Don't mess this all up by trying to sound too impressive or trying to use the most amazing industry buzzwords. In some instances, it's best to keep it really simple and write it as if search engines don't exist, which is a recent blog article of mine. Word it similar to the way it is posed to you. If you're an attorney and somebody asks you a legal question, blog about it in a useful, human, and conversational way. Don't make it a lecture filled with a bunch of legal industry terms that we don't understand. And don't keyword it up just hoping to land people from every possible search engine query. If you make it useful and easy to read, and it is something people want to know about, they will find it. Once they find it, the real search engine optimization comes into play because it is relevant to people's questions. Relevant enough that people will share it with others, and all of a sudden you have yourself a blog that becomes popular. Then the SEO keyword stuff and assumptions about SEO being a bunch of tricky programming code and geeky witchcraft starts to look like pretty darn silly assumptions. Sure, that stuff matters to a degree, but if it clouds the view of the people, you'll be doing them a disservice. Use your experience and do not assume that just because it seems obvious to you that it's not useful to somebody else with a different background. That's my tip. I hope you'll find it useful, and if you'll leave your comments on my blog, I'll appreciate it very much at awebguy.com, and I'll leave you with just a little bit of Jimi Hendrix. Are you experienced?
Then come on across to me. We'll hold hands and then we'll watch the sunrise from the bottom of the sea. But first, are you experienced? Or have you ever been experienced?
Have you ever been experienced? Think about what you know Use it to blog about it and to give other people what they need to know. That's my business tip. I hope you enjoyed it.